In my youth, for a very short while, I studied calligraphy, and my calligraphy instructor gave me a standard piece of advice. He said, don't watch the pen nib where the ink is. Watch the paper. It's the paper that should be our important focus of attention. And the line where the ink and the paper meet is what it's all about. Focus on the negative rather than the positive. Architects say the same thing. Don't focus nearly so much on the building, the steel and the glass and the wood, but rather on the space the building contains, because it's in the space where people live and work and spend their time. Their relationship to the building is to the space it creates, not to the building itself. Well, that's true for photography, too. This image shows us space. It's not nearly so much about a photograph of this statue or even of the building. It's a photograph about the space inside the building, in front of the statue. And that's why it's a successful photograph. Here we have a two-dimensional art form, perfectly flat, perfectly spaceless, but yet, through perspective, through point of view, through exposure, through detail, through focus, we see space in this photograph. And that's a marvelous thing for Swiderski to have done. It's an incredibly easy and seductive thing to take our conscious mind and focus it on the objects being photographed. But so often, the success of the photograph is not based on the object itself, but rather the space surrounding the object. It's the negative space in the photograph that we so easily ignore, but so often is the success of the image. Cultivate the ability to see and work with the negative space, and like all other art forms, your compositions will improve.